Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Tom Crosdale.
Theresa May started a tour of the UK with exactly a year to go till we leave the EU.
Brexit provides us with opportunities. I want to see us coming together, the four nations across the United Kingdom. We have a very strong union that is in our interests, and it's in our interest to come together and really seize these opportunities for the future.
The PM's already met voters in Ayrshire. She's now heading to Northern Ireland, Wales and England, where she's asking the country to be united. A man's appeared in court charged over the Hatton Garden raids. Nine people, including a man from Dartford, are already behind bars after millions of pounds worth of jewellery was stolen 3 years ago. Earlier, 57-year-old Michael C. from North London was remanded in custody. Mark White reports from Westminster Magistrates Court.
He faces two charges, one of conspiracy to commit burglary and another charge relating to the concealment of criminal property. Both those charges, we're told, relate to that raid on the Hatton Garden Safety Deposit Company. The gang have since been convicted. However, Flying Squad detectives have always said that a remaining member of that gang has never been brought to justice.
KMFM News.
A woman's in hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a van in Deal. Emergency services were called to Queen Street yesterday evening. Police want to hear from anyone who saw what happened. Detectives are telling people who live near Sergei Skripal in Salisbury they could be there for months. The former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned nearly 5 weeks ago. The investigation is now focusing on his house, as that's where they reckon he first came into contact with the nerve agent.
KMFM News.
It's come out the Home Office has no record of the departure of more than 600,000 people who should have left the UK. The Immigration Watchdog says there were a load of mistakes in the government's exit checks programme. They've been looking at evidence from Eurostar, Eurotunnel and ferry companies. The Home Office says the information gathered is invaluable and acknowledges more work can be done. Now, there could be some problems on Kent's roads this afternoon as people head away for the Easter break.
It's really the afternoon of Thursday into the evening you need to watch out for. So if you can avoid some of the busiest roads in our region on Thursday afternoon in particular, you're likely to make sure your journey's as trouble-free as possible.
That's Rod Dennis from the RAC. Road bosses say they've managed to finish nearly 20 miles of roadworks in Kent in time for the long weekend. Bosses say work on a £90 million facelift at Ashford's designer outlet will be ready in time. By December 2019, there'll be an extra 50 shops at MacArthur Glen, creating 500 new jobs. Manager Pete Corr says it's all going to plan.
It's a two-job. We're actually doing a development and an existing operation of a shopping centre. The next part of the project will be to take the tent down from the main food court, so that'll allow us to come into the main section and work around our existing brands, which are trading today.
Travellers have moved on to the car park near Maidstone Leisure Centre for the third time in 6 months. Police were called to Willow Way yesterday lunchtime. Officers say the landowner is now dealing with it. And despite loads of complaints, a drinks ban at most of this summer's Castle concerts in Rochester will be enforced. You won't be able to take your own alcohol into four of the five gigs, but those going to the proms can.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham host League One strugglers MK Dons later for the first of their two games over Easter. With more on that and the rest of the day's sports, here's Suze.
Well, it follows the Gills' defeat to Bradford City last weekend, which saw them drop to 13th in the table. Boss Steve Lovell reckons they can bounce back, though.
We'll be ready and prepared for a tough battle. They're fighting for their lives down there. So every point is so important to them. So we will give it a go and attack teams like we normally do and just hopefully put on a performance that we have done.
Kick-off tonight's at 7.45. Gillingham travel to play Southend on Easter Monday. Cricket and Australia captain Steve Smith's broken down in tears at a press conference and said sorry for causing pain. He's been banned for a year after his side was caught cheating in a test match. And England's women have lost their final tri-series group game. Three Kent players were part of the side who suffered an 8-wicket defeat to hosts India in Mumbai. Heather Knight's team have already secured a place in Saturday's final against Australia, though.
That's the latest. This next update's at 2.